look at the universe in all its vastness, it is easy to believe that the Earth is small and insignificant. Are there unknown civilizations thriving on a faraway planet, just waiting to be discovered? Do our current scientific observations indicate a universe that is teeming with intelligent life?
David Reeves Ministries presents the Creation Astronomy Podcast with your host, David Reeves.
Hello, I'm David Reeves. Thank you for joining us again for this episode of the Creation Astronomy Podcast. In this issue, we'll touch on a few of the extraordinary facts and theories on how Earth can survive in such a hostile universe. The galactic habitable zone and our circumstellar habitable zone appear to be very precise safe zones that the Earth can occupy without danger to human life. Our galaxy, the Milky Way, is a spiral galaxy consisting of an estimated 200 to 400 billion stars. The Sun is only one of these stars. Even with all of the beautiful features of the Milky Way, our galaxy also poses multiple dangers. Many scientists believe that the center of our galaxy is composed of a massive black hole. Any object that passes near the event horizon of this hole is sucked in, never to appear again. Had our planet occupied an area near the Milky Way's center, it would be unlikely to survive even a short amount of time. The outer edges of the galaxy pose a threat to our existence as well. In these regions, the heavier elements essential for life are not found in any abundance. Our location, presumed to be between the Sagittarius and Perseus arms of the Milky Way, enables Earth to safely exist without the threat of powerful supernovas, black holes, stellar collisions, or elemental deprivation. In short, we are in the best possible position of our galaxy to survive. Each star is a burning mass of plasma, similar to our home star, and 95% of all stars are less massive than our Sun. Smaller stars are found in abundance. If the Sun was smaller, then the habitable zone for Earth would be much further inward, and that would induce synchronous rotation. The gravity from the Sun would cause one side of the Earth to continually face the Sun, and the other side to face away. In other words, there would be no day and night, only boiling temperatures on one side and freezing temperatures on the other. Earth is around 93 million miles from the Sun, and situated in a very narrow band with a correct distance for habitability. If it were only 5% closer to the Sun, the Earth would become like the planet Venus, boiling hot and uninhabitable. However, if we were just 20% farther away, the Earth would become like Mars. It would be freezing and still uninhabitable. There can be no doubt that the Earth is in a favored position, one of the few positions in which human life can be sustained. The Earth is a special heavenly body that was created with purpose. It's the planet on which the covenant was given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The planet on which the prophets lived, spoke, and did miraculous things in the name of the Lord. And the very place that our Creator sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to live, die, be raised again, and offer salvation to a desperate world. This same planet is the one on which you are standing today, our special Earth. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God Himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it, He created it not in vain, He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Isaiah 45:18.
To find out more about astronomy, the Bible, and David Reeves Ministries, and to order David's exciting new DVD, The Heavens Declare the Glory of God, visit our website at www.davidreeves.com. That's www.davidreeves.com.